Okay, so we started last night the halachas of making mochag bread, and it's a halacha which we came out as that it's a halacha miyuchad in bread, that since bread is something which is eaten with milk and with meat, therefore Chazal said that we're scared that you're going to come to eat it with the opposite min, meaning if you're going to make it a milchig of bread, you might come to eat it with fleishiks, and vice versa, if you make a fleishig of bread, you're going to come to eat it with milchiks. Therefore, Chazal specifically asserted making a milchig of bread or making a fleishig of bread. Now, we saw that there are four heterim to this din. Number one is that I should have a specific tzura, either like triangular, like we said the many bakeries have, triangular form, or it should be nicker on top of it, what it is. Sometimes they put cheese on top of it, or if it's a meat type of like a knish, even though there you don't really need it, but if it's sticking out, it's showing that it's fleishig, that's also okay. We said if you make a little bit, which we said is a machlekes d'ashkenazim, and the Sfaradim and the Mechaber says it has to be enough for one suda, and the Ramah says as long as it's enough for one day, that's also enough, it's also good. And then we said also that if you make it a type of item which is never eaten with meat, for example, a muffin or a Danish, since it's a Danish, and everyone knows the Danish is it's a specific look to a Danish, and everyone knows that these type of items are not eaten with meat. So therefore, that is also a heter that it doesn't make it. It's okay to make it parv to make it milchix.
So and it's the J2.
What?
J2 shadow you. The fact that it's a milchix store is not enough.
No, because even the problem would be is when you bring it home. Even though you know where you bought it, it's the same thing as a person knowing he put milk into it. And Afal Pi Kein, Chazal said that even though you know what you're doing with it, still we don't want you to come to make a mistake and eat it with the opposite min. So therefore, even though you know you bought it from a milchig store, it still would be a problem. Like the kach, where is the shalom maris ayin? But there were some that were noyig, were makel. That actually the OU was makel on this. But there was a store there was a restaurant in Manhattan that was serving a cheeseburger, and the cheeseburger was made of meat and tofu. And they were saying mechel api maris ayin. At least this is that they were saying mech that if they write it on the menu, that's enough. Which is a whole different sugya in and of itself. But pashas over here, the simen has to be b'shas liafia while you're baking it, because if it's already baked, then you have a problem. Now I saw where did I see this in one of these pamphlets? I don't remember where right now. That they said that they said you have to be very careful with donuts, that the donuts should have a specific design to the icing on top, so that everyone should know that it's milchix. Now, I mean, it depends on what. If the donut itself is milchix, then yes, you do have to have a specific tzura, but the tzura has to be in the baking, so it wouldn't have helped really afterwards.
People eat donuts with fleishig.
Oh, that's another heter. That's besides the point. Yeah, the same as muffins. Number two is that you don't have to have a special tzura on something that is parv, even though I put milchix on top of it. If I sell a cheese sandwich, I don't have to put cheese on top of the sandwich to show you that it's cheese. Because once I bake the bread is parv, even though now I've put some milchig items into it, that does not now answer the bread. So it's probably they just write it just that people should know, that there shouldn't be any mistakes. A person shouldn't eat it while he's already fleishig, that he's going to come now to eat this this donut. That they write, they make like the Badatz puts out a sign, that the bakery put that they have to make a special design on top of it to know that it's milchix.
But is it meal or just to eat it together?
It's only to eat it together. So I'm saying
donuts for dessert, there's no...
Yeah, that meaning Ikar HaDin, there's no reason whatsoever that you would have to do donuts. Like you said before, the number one is that it's not eaten with meat. Number two, it's the dough itself was never milchix. But Afal Pi Kein, they're just writing it that, people should be aware. Not that there has not halacha there has to be something put onto it.
So, I mean, if the thing is actually it's a donor of takum milk.
Yeah. So even so, you still have the heter of muffins and things like that.
But that's even though you might eat it for dessert.
Exactly.
The meat on the muffin.
Right. Even though there was never a gzeira that you're going to come to eat it within a meal of meat. That they never said. Because this type of item you eat as a dessert, maybe you should not be allowed to make it milchik. As a zayvite, they didn't go. Now, we always have an argument, not an argument, but the Rabbi Berkowitz a lot of times goes back and forth with this halacha. Shaila is, can you bake challah in a fleishiga ben yoimai oven? Why? Because now when you're baking it in a fleishiga ben yoimai oven, the challah now becomes fleishigs, maybe. So is there an issue with that? So Rabbi Berkowitz always says that klapi this din of the halacha that it should become treif, that it has a status, and obviously we're talking about where you bake more than just for Shabbos, you bake it for a few weeks. So if you bake in an oven that's a fleishiga ben yoim oven, 5 minutes after you took a chicken with a saucy chicken, you now put in challah, the pashtus is that the challah does not become fleishigs. Lagabi this din, that it becomes treif. But what we would say is that you should still not eat it with milk. I mean, since it's a ben yaimai, and at least lechatchila, one should not eat it with milk.
6 hours?
No, it's not 6 hours. But what you shouldn't do is you shouldn't eat it with milk. The best would be is to burn out your oven, or that the oven shouldn't. If you burn out your oven and it's a ben yaimai, or you wait until it's an eight ben yaimai, then you can eat it with milk also. Sometimes he has even said that even if it was a ben yoimai, what? So it's a yisoichlin, it's davi yavish. So that's why you shouldn't have to be fleishig. You should be allowed to eat a milk. Right. So there are those he's gone back and forth sometimes. You know, Rabbi Stolman, not really Stolman, his brother Yossi Stolman. Yes, he has a pamphlet on Chasbos Vacholov. So he said anyone who finds a mistake in there, Burgos doesn't agree with 50 shekel. So this was one thing which I found in there that he wrote, that Berkowitz said that you should not, that if it's a fleishig ben yoimai oven, then the challah has a status of fleishig, stop eating it with milk. And I asked Berkowitz on that, and he said he's gone back and forth, really he thinks that it's not a problem, but you know, obviously better not to do. I think so, if I'm not mistaken, man. What? No, I didn't get it for these. But
but
so therefore, again, l'chatchila, if someone's baking challah for Shabbos, the best thing to do would be either burn out your oven or wait till it's an ein ben yaimai. Now, we did mention yesterday that there's a kula of being mechalik the bread. There is the crazy place he brings down from his grandfather, that he said that even if you baked milchiga bread, but now, if you now go and give it out to your friends, that's okay. Because since now, for the amount of people that are eating it, it's going to be kedei suda. So give it, let's say you baked 50 challahs, he'll give it now to 50 people. And now, for each person, it's going to be kedei suda. Even though you yourself baked, when you baked it, it was much more than kedei suda. But now that you're mechalik it, it takes away the problem. So Maisa, oh, so 1 second. Oh, so that's what the crazy place he said. Everyone, Yechshra is Chai V'Kayim. Why? Because the Maisa we just said from the Chavis Das, that it becomes treif. The moment that you cooked a milchiga bread or a fleishiga bread without any simen and was more than a davar mu'ut, then it becomes treif. So I found that the Chachmas Adam writes that you could do two things. Two kulas, which really individually they don't really stand on its own, but he said number one is if you're mechalik, and number two you make a simen now after it was baked, then it's okay, then you can eat it. Meaning behefsin meruba, his lashon is hefsin meruba, if you now go and make a simen on it that it's milchiks, and you give it out to many different people, enough people that now it's a davar mu'ut, then that's enough. I saw actually also a chumrah today from the Badei Shulchan. No, 1 second, that wasn't the Badei Shulchan, hold on. Right, now it's something else. Okay, next. Now, in this gzera, not really gzera, but another sniff to this halacha is the Mechaber in Siman Pei Tes brings down that someone who ate cheese and you have bread on the table, so now you want to eat bisari. So he says you have to take off all the pieces of bread off the table and bring in new challah. So the lashon of the Mechaber is shiurei pas. So the reason for this gzera is because when you're eating cheese, your hands are dirty, and you're going to touch the bread, and the bread is going to get dirty. Now you're going to come and eat meat with it. You're going to be eating meat on this bread with you, where you have little smearings or whatever, little things of cheese on it, and that's going to be a problem because now you're eating milk and meat together. That Ramesha has a kula, and Ramesha says that's only the slices. The slices of bread on the table, that there's a problem because everyone, goes and touches, and puts their hands on it, they take this piece, they don't want it, and people are touching it with their dirty hands, therefore we're chayshish that these slices of bread have either milk on it or meat on it, and therefore you have to take it off and use, and you cannot use it for the opposite min. But he says that the large challah, if there's a large piece of challah there left on the table, and you didn't slice up the whole challah, so that challah, even if it's sitting on the table, but there's slices, that large piece you could put away even after the meal, even though it was on the table the whole time, it's Pashas is Lashon, then you could put that away and use it for the opposite min, meaning if you had a milchig meal, you could use it now for fleshes.
So you come with some of the dirty milk. So you have looked ahead and started cutting the thing again, couple of slices.
So that's why there are some ochelik and say, no, afapikain. You're now cutting it with your dirty hands, and lamaisa, you're going to touch even the large piece when you're cutting it, or if you have kids, and the kids are sticking their hands on the table and touching everything. Everything is cheskes bisari, by fleshing a meal. So obviously, it's not a cut and dry halacha. I mean, Ramesh is saying, b'derech klal, a normal meal, people only go and touch the slices with their dirty hands because that's what they do while they're eating. They go and they touch the slices as they want to eat. Mashenkin, the large piece, people either if the guy is going to cut pieces for other people, generally he'll wipe his hands or something like that and then he'll cut. But of course, hakol kafi, what's going on? And some people, what I try to do is, I cut a few slices, take the beef piece and put it off the table. This way, I know, if I want to end up keeping it for a different meal, for a meal that's milchiks, so now this, I know that it was off the table, even though now I usually put it into the kitchen. This way, I know my kids won't go after it either. And if I need more slices, I go to the kitchen, I'll slice more of the challah and I bring it to the table. But this way, you know that there were no hands.
So the time I had in mind, when I eat my soup, I think sure.
No, but the problem is not just when you're cutting it, but now when it's left on the table, all the people who are,
let's say, just do,
if you're careful, then in the chenami. I mean, it's not a gzeir sakas, right? It's not a gzeir sakas of that.
If you're misupik,
right? If you're misupik, you think. Yeah. Again, it depends on how you're knowing. If people just go and take pieces, from, right? It's not a gezeiras hakasav that this bread becomes milchiks, but rather it depends on the situation. If everyone goes and takes on the challah that's in the bowl, then again it would have this din. If not, if you keep it off the table and you either cut it as people want, then it would remain parv and it wouldn't be an issue to use it for the next meal.